Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
I'm learning about the features on the new Gmail.
Oh, did they dump that on you?
No, I'm just learning about it. I don't use Gmail right now, but who knows? Might be worth switching. I compulsively change the app that I use for every single thing, probably once every 6 months.
Just so you're not missing out?
Yeah, you know. Just want to see how everybody's living, you know?
I'm just happy with, what is it? Lycos mail.
Ooh, a little doggy on the logo.
Yep.
Yeah. Rough.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
We had a client, my old job, we had a client who did something in the field of kind of like big data search kind of stuff, you know, for like corporate analysis. It was like 95% of the stuff that we did. And
was he Russian?
Yep. Hi, my name is...
No, he wasn't.
My name is Pennsylvania Slim.
Shut up, Vlad.
No, they did something with big data, and, you know, because I'm dumb and sometimes the obvious thing is the thing you want to pitch. Pitched a story that involved like, oh, our service is like a bloodhound, right? Like a dog that'll go after, you know, stuff and increasingly implausible situations, right?
Right.
You know,
I believe you.
I'd been watching videos. I believe you would pitch something that hackneyed. No, but I'd been watching videos of like how they trained like canine, you know, drug sniffing dogs and stuff like that. So put together this pitch, had a bunch of like fun gags and stuff and put it there. And they rejected it out of hand before they even read it, because you can't do anything with a dog in relation to search because of Lycos. Like, no, this will make people think that we're Lycos and that is bad. And I was like, well, it's been 15 years since anybody's thought of Lycos. I think you're maybe, nope, give us something new. Okay, well, I'll just do what I always do and keep this concept and pitch it to somebody else who wants it.
I don't know. It's still a thing.
Lycos?
Yeah, you can still search from it.
But is that something like web crawler or something else where it just became a front end for a different service?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's like Lycos powered by Google. Usually
Angel,
that's what it is.
Angel Fire.
Angel Fire is a search, yeah. Are Angel Fire sites still up? Or did they go GeoCities?
I don't know, Cole.
You know, I had a couple of sites on Angel Fire back in the day.
Right.
Yeah.
Who didn't?
Well, that's how we all learned HTML.
Pick for pick, man.
frames, marquee tags. Oh, writing a little module to pull up random quotes from Fight Club.
Is that what you did?
I think we all did that, yeah.
No, I didn't do that.
No?
Noob.
Oh yeah, so GeoCities is gone, but I guess Angel Fire is still around.
True that.
True enough.
I was thinking the other day about how, after all of the shows that just you and I have done, nothing significant has happened during one of the recordings.
What do you mean? Like we never got like a news alert about
something historic. There's been no history made except the history we make.
Yeah. No gods but ourselves.
Right. Can you think of anything notable that happened while you were recording at any time?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I just wondered.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's like, okay, you look at a solid object and you say, ah, yeah, that is mostly stuff. But at the sub microscopic level, it's actually mostly empty space because of the electrons and such. I think that's recording. On the heaviest day, I will record for about 4 hours. Right?
Yeah.
You know,
just heaviest is a funny word.
Right, maybe because of like periods or
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just a funny word.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean just like Thursdays are long days, Mondays are long days. That's 4 hours or whatever. If anything important has happened during a recording, either of this show or of any others, it has never popped up and like stopped what we were doing. We've never had to like realign everything to make it about like the assassination of the prime minister of Venezuela or something, you know?
Yeah, I just wondered if you roll with it, you know?
Well, I mean, generally you keep stuff on topic. That is the biggest lie I've ever told.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think if something big happened, you could switch to it.
Oh yeah, you could say jet? Like. Well, it's also the case that oftentimes what we're recording is we're recording it about like two weeks to a month in advance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for us, so like we're recording this now so it can be on early release on Tuesday and then released to everybody else a week later, so we're recording like 10 days in advance. So if we made this the special report about that time everybody's iPhones grew legs and walked away, it would be severely out of date on the regular release schedule, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Logistics.
Yeah. Logistics.
Yeah. So that's my answer. Nothing way to go, man. Ever happens.
It's, yeah. I thought for sure you'd come up with something.
Yeah. Well, I also
like you were recording the other day when Cosby went down.
No, we weren't doing that. I was
gotcha.
I was just dicking around the house like I usually am.
Well, it's that's a fitting tribute.
Yeah, I probably could have picked a better verb than dicking.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
My personal feeling is that he got OJ'd.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, OJ was acquitted in California, but then once anyone else was given the excuse, they were going to nail him to the wall.
Right.
And I think that first mistrial or whatever, I think they got their second shot and
yeah,
they were going to take it.
Yeah. Well, also that second shot happened after a huge change in people's acceptance and conception of the stuff, the kind of stuff that he did. Right. Like,
just 10 minutes earlier, it would have been fucking awesome.
Yep. You would have skated. It would have been a-okay fine.
Been fist bumps and gin and tonics.
Yeah, TNT. It's done. Yeah. You saw what he said after he was convicted, right?
You know, somebody said he barked like a dog.
No, I don't. I'm not. I don't think he barked like a dog. That's not what I'm talking about.
Gotcha.
Like the prosecutor or somebody was saying, like, yeah, we need to we need to suspend his bail.
Yeah, he's got to pass a plane.
Yeah, yeah. That whole lie. Like, yeah, we can't. We can't give him bail because he's just gonna run. He's got a private plane. Cosby turned around and looked at him and said, "I don't have a private plane, you asshole."
Sorry,
calling somebody an asshole on the record in open court.
Right.
Oh man. Yeah.
He's 80. He just got wrecked for whatever. You know what I mean? Like, who knows whether he'll actually do any time?
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna appeal. Like, this is gonna be locked up until he.
Yeah, I mean, nothing much has changed. It's not like anybody's been calling him and asking for his opinion lately.
No, no. Although you do have what is it? Charlie Rose wants to start up he wants to start up an interview show where he talks to all the men who have been harmed by the Me Too movement.
Harmed.
Huh? Harmed. Yes. So
wow.
we're in that part of the backlash.
It's just like, we're what? We're fucking millionaires who used to be really, really famous. Go all Wayne's World.
What do you mean, go all Wayne's World?
We just like start shooting an interview show from their basement.
Oh, yeah. he could like literally O'Reilly, you know, he left one of the most popular shows on cable television to do a podcast. I don't see why that wouldn't happen for these other dicks.
Let's watch a video montage of your victims.
Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh. All I have to say is show wing.
Oh, man. Yeah. Weird. It's weird. So many jokes. Not jokes about Cosby and what he did, because, you know, it's not cool, but just like jokes about the idea of Cosby itself, right? Like, you go back and listen to any of the early Eulich Nice days, they're joking about Cosby all the time because he was just a funny thing to invoke, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's not a thing anymore.
Yep. That's no longer funny.
Nope. Were you there when we saw him in South Carolina?
I was.
Yeah. All I remember.
I remember it kind of.
Yeah, I remember it too. All I remember is him telling a joke about going to the dentist and that one string of spit that never breaks. When you go to, yeah.
Yeah, that's deep.
What?
Oh, just, you know, how his comic genius was so deep.
Yeah, and a real, real national treasure, that one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, we were supposed to do something, but then we didn't.
Oh, yeah. What? Yeah. The thing we were supposed to do, like, as a planned activity?
Yeah.
Oh, I failed to see why you would even mention that.
I don't know. Sounded like it was going to be fun. I was looking forward to that providing material for the show, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, well.
That's too bad.
That I had that expectation.
Yeah, I mean, what could have possibly happened?
I don't know. Cool bird.
Shit.
Shit, man.
Kind of phoning it in.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
Now I'm making you feel bad, aren't I?
I'm going to draw a bird with my words.
Cool bird.
I don't know, maybe like a cool bird.
You never know,
like a shiny rock.
I guess the thing that amazes me most about life is the possibilities.
Yeah, it's just every one of your possibilities ends in, I don't know, cool bird.
Cool bird. Man, what if people needed to hear about that cool bird?
I don't know. What is it? It's not a cool bird, I can tell you that.
Oof. Two kinds of things in this world.
No. There's cool birds and then there's not cool birds. And them birds? Them birds, cool birds.
Yeah, them birds won't fly. Yeah. Oh, well. Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
I don't know.
225.
Oh, really? Okay. It seems like they're going real slow. So it's episode number 225 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Your name is?
I'm Chris.
My name is Cole, and we're here to entertain your asses. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have anything to say.
Neither do I.
Yeah, nothing's been going on. It's been real.
I'm waiting for something to happen. Like the weather to get better or something. It just feels like there's tension, like something's going to have to break.
Yeah, we're right on the cusp of something, I think. Right on the threshold.
I feel like I got like a 3-day load.
Something's gonna. Yeah. First, ew. Second, we are amassing a kind of grim inertia.
Energy.
Yeah, and once we get that nudge, it's all going to uncoil. Like one of those race cars that you power by winding it backward. You know.
I do.
Yeah, we're just tick.
Now, if all this flips and becomes the upside down, do we walk on our hands?
Oh, of course. We walk on our hands so that our frowns look like smiles.
Understood.
Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah. No. It was nice out today. I went to the Oakley Pup Crawl.
What is that? Is that that thing on the lawn down there?
Yeah, yeah, down at the Oakley Square. So I didn't participate in anything with the Oakley Pup Crawl. It was really just a walk that I took through an area with a bunch of dogs.
You don't like dogs, do you?
Yeah, they're fine. Huh. Small doses, you know.
Yeah. You don't want a dog.
There are moments where I think, man, it'd be real cool to have a dog. And, you know, just a companionship sounds kind of cool. I'd be more likely to get a cat, honestly. But think about that. But then I think, oh, I don't even take care of myself.
You have allergies, too.
Right, right. You never know. I have no idea what dogs I'm allergic to and what dogs I'm not, you know. But yeah, like it, for being around a dog for like a minute, it's fine. But yeah, like it's a thing. It's some kind of local organization that does it, that does this to raise money for canine cancer research or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oakley is the name of the neighborhood that I live in here in Cincinnati. And down in Oakley Square, they just set up a bunch of tents with vendors and things. But mostly the reason you want to like walk through this is just a bunch of people with their cool dogs of all sizes and shapes just kind of hanging around, and these dogs just losing their shit because they are around so many other dogs. Just like their noses are ass seeking missiles. It's hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you went to watch a bunch of dogs publicly toss each other's salad.
There was no contact. They were just getting aside, you know, sizing each other up. And, you know, this is something I do I do occasionally, which is walk down to the square and get, like, a cup of coffee or something.
Which is something I do occasionally as well.
Yeah, watching dogs size each other up.
There's no contact.
it's a good day to take a walk and see some puppers, you know?
Feels real to me.
It's real to me, goddammit.
Feels real to me.
Yeah.
Oh, Cole.
What?
It seems like we're on a serious note, so I have a story that will keep us on a serious note.
Okay.
So the story is that an eighth grader had to do an assignment with the rest of his class where the assignment was titled "The Life of Slaves: A Balanced View."
Oh Jesus!
No, see, that's not. Yeah, we're gonna tussle.
Okay.
So there's two columns. One column is the negative aspects, and the other column is the positive aspects.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kid did all the negatives and then wrote NA in the positives. Takes it home. The parents flip out. Hits Facebook.
The parents flip out that he was asked to enumerate the
positives of slavery.
Okay.
So it caused Pearson, the publisher, because I guess there was something like slightly related to the assignment, but not, you know, full blown, whatever it is. And then, of course, the district and everybody else. Then one of the statements said, "To be clear, there is no debate about slavery. It is immoral and a crime against humanity." Okay. I don't disagree with that. But what I do disagree with is that there were positives of slavery at the time.
They just accrued to the people who were not the...
Who, by today's judgment, okay,
mm-hmm.
and by the judgment of the people who changed the way that the system was, right,
mm-hmm.
that it was bad. But in order to understand another side's motivation, you have to be able to understand that your negatives are also possibly someone else's positives. And if you're going to understand them and try to get them to come your way, you can't just right out of the gate not acknowledge why they believe what they believe.
Okay.
Because, I mean, if you just out of the gate say, blah, and mm-hmm. you know, there is no other thing. This is, you know, this is sick. Yeah, you're kind of right, but it doesn't lend to
an exercise
coming
in
to the
persuasion.
Understanding of it wasn't one side was right and one side was wrong. Through life and through time and through history, we came to that answer by having to mix those two priorities.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. What was it a few weeks ago where it was your daughter who was given an assignment that we were like, ah, geez, that's a bummer. I forget like what the topic of that was, because this feels related to that, where she was like it was something related to like guns or it was kneeling. It was kneeling. Like
yeah. Well, you got to take a side.
Yeah, you gotta take a side. So the reason that I went, ah, God, you know, slavery, a balanced view. First off, that's, you know, that then there probably a better way to phrase that. Probably, you know, like there are a number of ways that you can that you can title this assignment, rephrase the question so it doesn't sound like, hey, make a real good case for why we got to start that thing back up. No, the reason that I went, oh God, is I was just picturing the earnest case that somebody would have made, and honestly the case that I've seen people make in very bad faith, you know, about, you know, like, oh, people who were slaves were really, you know, they're taken care of, blah blah blah, just all that bullshit, right? I was like, okay, well, is some textbook writer teaching kids that stuff, and, you know, like, this is the final assignment, like, come out and say why it might not have been a bad thing. No, I understand what you're saying. I just, like, there's a better way to go about it. You know, there's a,
yeah,
you know.
But it's a long walk to try to do it any other way.
I suppose it's a walk worth taking, though, even just for PR's sake. No, but I understand what you're saying, right? You go to somebody and you say, "Oh, like, dude, this is fucking heinous," and then he's sitting there smoking a cigar and drinking his brandy, saying, "Actually, no, it's kind of great." Like, if you can't explain why their upside is your downside, yeah, I can see that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shit's broken.
Yeah, so.
Odd tension, weird energy.
What?
I said odd tension, weird energy.
What is weird energy?
What I feel right now. We just talked about this. Jesus, are we on the same show?
Yeah, I think we are.
Yeah, something's coming, man.
Oh, yeah, okay. Something's winding up. Okay.
About to look east and see the high water mark.
It's coming. Yeah, no, that's why the tide goes way, way out.
It's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's stay in the American South, why don't we? All right.
Okay.
And while we're talking about stuff that's vaguely political, it's always frustrating to see people from newspapers go on safari into Trump country and try and act like they've got it all figured out. Like, oh, here's how Trump voters think that he's doing. Here's what, you know, the real America thinks. I think that is a kind of a, not a fruitless effort, because obviously an understanding has to be reached. However, the way they go about it, again, it's a walk worth taking to actually do it. But I think this gets at a little bit of maybe some of the resentment. There's a town in Alabama called Parrish. Okay. Population, right. 982. And the reason that Parrish is in the news and is notable is because of a particular shipment of goods that has come from New York City. Pause. New York City. Yes, that's right. New York City. This train that is stopped in the town is full of human excrement.
Poop train coming.
Poop train coming down the line. Do you have this story?
No. Oh. I just called it poop train.
Oh, well, that's what the locals call it. I didn't know if you had some kind of inside line.
Oh, shit. I did that with a kid today, too.
Yeah.
She was like, she got a text message, and I said, what was that? She goes, it's autumn. And I said, autumn B or autumn M? And she goes, autumn B. And I said, there's an autumn B? And she said, yeah, and an autumn M.
So you just guessed. So you suppose that you created a person. You suppose that there was a second Autumn, and then boom, it always has been.
Autumn B and Autumn M. No, it's Autumn B.
The second what? Autumn always was.
God.
No. So what's happening is New York City is not allowed to dump its waste, its sewage into the ocean. Makes sense, right? Even though the ocean is the world's toilet, that concentrated of a dose from that large of a source, it doesn't seem tenable. So what happens is New York contracts with other municipalities. They find places with lax laws, you know, things like that, and then they load up all of their human shit, and piss and whatever goes down the toilet. And and they put it in they put it in train containers, and they ship it to those places to be disposed of. Well, one Alabama county decided, hey, no more. This is actually a really big problem for us, all the stuff coming in. So the train shipment, you know, couldn't cross county lines, so it ended up in Parrish, Alabama, where it has been for a long time, something on the order of weeks or months. Months. And it's bad, right? Like, you know, the entire town, people can't go outside, swarms of flies like overtaking people just trying to barbecue, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. Let me pull some quotes. Would New York City like for us to send all our poop up there forever? They don't want to dump it in their rivers, but I think each state should take care of their own waste. Okay, yeah. there could be some free trade of waste, but this is obviously exploitative. let's see. Rural parts of Alabama are prime targets for landfills that accept out-of-state waste, it argued, meaning that Alabama was becoming a dumping ground for the rest of the nation. And so you look at that and you think, oh, that explains a lot of the resentment,
right?
Like, this is as good of a reason for the rural urban divide as I've ever seen, honestly.
What am I supposed to do with that? I think that Alabama's shit. Have you ever been there?
No.
Yeah, it's not great.
Like Alabama itself?
Yeah, everywhere that I've been in Alabama has been like traveling back in time.
Huh.
To not a good time. Not when we were great before that.
Okay. Yeah. Huh.
I'm just letting you know.
No, yeah,
it's not good.
I'm sure.
I'm sure there's good people there. I'm sure there's people that are trying, but
yeah,
you know, all in all, it's not. You know, the South is wanting.
Dealing with some stuff.
They got some shiz going on, man.
Yeah, I just wonder how much of it, you know, not is not specifically related to, let's say, the output of other places. But how much of it is related to just like the systemic policies that lead to it being a good place to send your shit? You know, like there's nothing intrinsic about the land or even the people themselves that makes the nation look at Alabama and say, you know what needs to be there? My shit. And it's like there's an incentive, which is weird. I don't know. I just like the idea of poop train and people not being able to really live out their lives.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I got a story for you.
Okay.
All right. Animal researchers saw a 55-pound barrel as an enrichment tool. And so they gave it to a group of baboons that they were researching.
Oh, no. Was the barrel empty?
And so the four baboons briefly escaped the Texas Biomedical Research Institute after propping a barrel against a wall of their open air enclosure and using it to hop to the other side of the fence.
Clever girl.
Quote, one of the baboons said, I'm going to try to make this leap, and jumped on top of of the wall and out.
That seems like the more remarkable part of the story.
I think they buried the lead. Yeah. I really, really do. So talking baboons used a tool. No shit. They probably learned it on YouTube.
Well, that's where all education happens nowadays.
So then there was typical monkey see, monkey do behavior. The three other baboons followed suit. One of them returned to the enclosure on its own, while the other two were tracked down and killed 30 minutes later.
Oh.
They weren't killed. I'm just playing.
Okay, jeez. I wouldn't be surprised. Like, that's how most of these stories end. Yeah, well, we're just going to take this baboon down to the rendering plant, see if we can get some good sausage out of him. I do like that one that was institutionalized, though. Yeah, you got old Brooks Baboon there.
Right?
Yeah.
Can't make it out there.
No. He just keeps on asking people. World moves too fast. Keeps on asking people if he can go to the bathroom. Like, holy shit, a talking gorilla. And they're like, no, I'm actually a baboon, sir. I think you misspoke. Like, no, I've just been very poorly educated on this topic. I hope you're not offended. He's like, well, can I go to the bathroom? It's really kind of building up back there. Like, yeah, sure. Do you need a key? No, I can throw it in there. That's fine. All right. Well, this is really weird. I suppose you don't want me to call the animal police? Yeah, sure. That would actually be great if you could give me like a 10-minute head start at the very least. Okay. Well, I'll be over here. If you just, I don't know.
Check out this shit.
this is an enrichment tool, which is like that's just zoo talk for toy, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, it was, they were supposed to mimic foraging or something. There was a point to it.
Yeah.
Aside from just, here, play with this.
Here, kick this around. Like, oh, you're tire swing not enough for you? You piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. You were going in and out, so.
Sorry. No. Every
I'm just fucking with you.
Okay, jeez. Yeah. Well. But no, like you hear about like tigers getting out, and then immediately later they just call it the National Guard. It's like a 5-star alert in GTA.
All I did was beat hookers.
Yeah, well, it was 80% of what the game lets you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Run people over.
Yep.
You going to tell me something?
Yeah, I'll tell you something. What's your favorite burrito topping?
Huh?
When you
burrito ingredient or...
Yeah, burrito. I guess topping is like wrapped up.
Top my burrito.
Mm-hmm. Well, you go to a like a Mexican restaurant, and you order a burrito, and they put a bunch of red sauce on it. Like, oh, this is delicious. I love this sauce. Maybe they put some cheese on it, but it turns it from a hand food into a fork food, which I think fundamentally changes the product. But that's neither here nor there. Yes, I misspoke. Your favorite burrito filling?
No, call what you made there as an enchilada.
Shit. It's kind of like how I tried to make an omelet earlier today and it turned into weird scrambled eggs that I had to cut up in slices.
Are you sure they were eggs?
Yep. You know, it's just like eggs. It's like the eggs that you get where you take it and you open up the package. You cut open the plastic on the top, you throw away the styrofoam, pop it onto the stove. Take it out, make sure it's not too pink in the middle, but not too not pink in the middle. Yeah, it's just eggs.
Okay.
No, I just made a big stupid flat sheet of egg that was like a pancake, and it's like, well, this isn't the yolk and the white are not mixed together. This is in no way fluffy. This is just like a real like a paleo crepe is what I've made.
What'd you stuff it with?
I just cheese. I just felt like making an omelet. Yeah.
Okay.
I just had some cheese.
Hey.
And I was like, well, this it's all cooked. The protein is locked up, so there's no way that I'm going to make this, you know, make it into the curds or whatever, right? So it's like, well, I'll put this on a plate and I'll just like cut it up and I'll sprinkle cheese over it while it's still warm and I'll just eat that. So I don't know what it is that I made. It was egg. It was cooked. It was fine, but it most certainly wasn't an omelet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a lot of thought you put into that.
Into my failed breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I know what you do.
Now you know what I do for
breakfast. Now I know where your time goes, man.
Thinking, hey, I want an omelet and making an omelet.
Let's say you go for a 20-minute walk.
Okay.
And then you think you spend the next 40 minutes thinking about how you messed that walk up. Or how it could have gone.
Oh yeah, you think about like, oh, what if I took a right there instead of a left?
Right.
That's like a week for me.
I can't believe you're so critical.
Yeah. Usually critical people get results.
They do. Yeah. Usually. They usually are closers.
Yeah. Oh well. No, but the question remains, what is your favorite component of a burrito?
Beef?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of the meat in the burrito. No, yeah. what I'm going for is the existence of fajita. Okay.
Oh, a fajita burrito.
Yeah, you know, just like most places, most burrito restaurants, you get fajita vegetables on your thing, right?
Sure, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's
that?
Yeah. I mean, whenever you're getting tubed food, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you can get fajita vegetables. Well, I bet you didn't expect that fajitas would be the center of a Breaking Bad style descent into corruption.
Okay.
Okay. So this
is like a rogue Chipotle franchise owner or something.
Kinda, except instead of a Chipotle franchise owner, it is somebody who is in charge of kind of commissioning supplies for a youth detention facility. Okay.
Okay.
So this is in Texas. Guy is named Gilberto Escamilla. He has basically embezzled more than $1 million in fajitas by laundering them basically over the course of about 9 years. So what he would do is he would use his position at this detention center in Texas and just order large shipments of fajitas, not really expecting any of them to be delivered, but they would be diverted somewhere else and he would sell them. He had done this over the course of 9 years, but I guess somebody on the fajita side fucked things up because, well, the facility itself got a heads up like, hey, you need to make room. You have 800 pounds of fajitas coming your way. All right. Well, no, the strange thing is, and why that's wrong is we don't actually serve fajitas in this facility. It's probably like Nutrilof or something terrible like that. No. So then they went and looked and said, wow, like, that's crazy because we've been bringing fajitas here for years. Or at least, you know, orders for fajitas have gone through for years. And yeah, they searched it. They even went to his house and found packages of fajitas in his refrigerator. So he's like a fucking postal worker.
God.
Just like, no, I can't deliver it all. I need to hide it. So
you need more than that.
Speaking for himself, he says it was selfish. It started small and got bigger and out of control. It got to the point where I couldn't control it anymore. He just goes to a storage facility, opens it up, and his wife's inside. I can't even count the fajitas. I have to weigh them. This is more fajitas than anybody could eat, honey.
What's Mexican for Skylar?
Skylar. So yeah, I just wanted to issue you that tale of woe. that tale of woe. More, you know, not so much like as a specific warning against you, But just for everybody to understand that, you know, for everything in your life, look at it and say, would I be okay with 10 times more of this? 10 times more fajita theft? No, not really. No matter how much you like fajitas.
No.
No.
What's deterrence in that situation?
How do you stop people from doing that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, we're going to make an example of it. What are you going to do?
I mean, my whole thing would be like turn him into a living burrito in the town square.
I guess.
But that might be racist.
Back at him?
That might actually be uncomfortable if that was his punishment, was to be.
Well, yeah, birds are pecking at you while you're dressed like a burrito. Probably would be.
Yeah. No. I mean, it's just money. Like, this guy's face is all over these things, you know, websites and newspapers and stuff. It's being talked about by us two jackasses.
I'd make him go back to seventh grade.
Run a full Billy Madison?
Yeah. Sorry. Gotta go back.
Yeah. No,
you're gonna be that burrito guy in seventh grade.
Yeah. You obviously missed something. We can't determine what or when, so you're just gonna have to go back to square one and hopefully catch it on the second time around.
True. True.
Yeah. So he had to pay back the $1.2 million that he ultimately benefited from, and also like a $10,000 fine in addition to that. So yeah. Don't let it get away from you.
Huh. So can we finish how we started?
It's slavery?
In the American South.
Ooh, yeah.
Police in Louisiana say a woman came home to discover a naked stranger in her tub.
Oh, shit.
Eating Cheetos.
Were they her Cheetos?
He was, quote, caught orange-handed with nowhere to run.
Oh, that's too clever.
Who said print media is dead?
They have to spice it up, you know?
A full tub of water and a plate of food.
What kind of maniac? Forget like breaking in and drawing a bath for yourself. What kind of maniac puts Cheetos on a plate?
Who eats in the bathtub?
I don't know.
I don't know either. The only good thing I know is that the man was able to break in because someone left a barrel under a window.
Oh God, no! It's happening. It's spreading.
Oh God.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Chris, want me to tell them what they can do?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So I think this is the first episode we recorded after the Milwaukee incident. By which I mean the live show that I did in Milwaukee. If you came out and said hi, thank you. I appreciate it. That was a good time that was had by all. I stopped and saw a bronze statue of Sir Arthur Fonzarelli. That's right, he was knighted. Not Henry Winkler, just the character.
Where at? Medieval times or for real?
No, he wasn't actually knighted. I just wanted to call him Sir.
Gotcha.
Sir Arthur Fonzarelli.
That's a disappointment.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get your hopes up, man.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but thank you everybody for coming out. If you came out, there'll be other opportunities, like I'll be in Portland this fall, stuff like that. However, if you want to help out the show, you know the usual stuff. Patreon, leaving ratings or reviews in Apple Podcasts, wiping my dick. Just a bunch of stuff like that. So I think that's everything. Did I forget anything?
No.
Sorry, America.
Sorry.